In today's podcast, we discuss our need to let go of the old to make room for the new. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I am your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. So, if your story is anything like mine, there have been many stages in life that you thought would go one way, but they end up going quite differently, right? Sometimes having a tragic outcome even, or simply just ending. It's often those endings that is hard to accept, right? I mean, it's hard to embrace that the former season is over. So how do you move on? How do you get out of the past and step emotionally into today and prepare for tomorrow? Well, today we're going to look at God's word in 1 Samuel 16. Though he was once chosen by God and had many great victories and exploits for the Israelites, Saul has now been rejected by God due to his disobedience. Samuel, who had journeyed with Saul from day one, is now struggling to let go. So let's pick it up right now in just the first verse. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you grieve over Saul, since I have rejected him from being king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I will send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided for myself a king among his sons." God's man Samuel has grieved, mourned, no doubt prayed and pleaded for Saul's restoration. And God now tells him, "It's time, Samuel. It's time to move on." Samuel too struggles like many of us do with moving on. It's like, but God, like, this was your king, right? This was the plan, wasn't it? And one of the things that Samuel and all of us must remember is that the seasons in God's plans are just that, seasons. There's nothing on this side of eternity that will last forever, and we must hold all things with open hands, as in any moment God will reclaim them as his uses and purposes for them shift. The question is, are we ready and open for God to be God and have his way with everything in our life? Now, it's okay for us to mourn the shift, right? It's understandable to grieve the loss. However, at some point, we must determine to make room for the joy of tomorrow by saying goodbye to the lament of yesterday. God tells Samuel to fill his horn with oil and go. Now, oil was commonly used to anoint prophets and kings, and God often uses it when he planned a new one, right? He has them anoint the next king, anoint this new prophet. Matter of fact, God made it clear that though Saul was the king that the people wanted, God has in store for them all a king of his very own choosing. Now, we will talk about that a bit more tomorrow. But Samuel today must fill his horn and go. But in order to fill and go, he must first release and let go in order to make room for that new filling, right? It's the same like the wine skins, right? You got to have new wine in new wine skins, right? God's telling him to fill his horn with oil. So, question is, what of our past have we yet to let go of? There's a time for mourning and grieving, but there's also a time for the new thing that God is birthing. Don't miss his new work, still lamenting the loss of the work in the last season. Let us right now come together and ask his Spirit to help us with that work, knowing that we need him to really heal our past as we desire to make room for our future. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we absolutely are desperately in need of you. First and foremost, we thank you. We thank you for the gift of your word, the gift of your spirit. Lord God, we thank you that we have the gift of community, even through the video means like this, Lord God. And we just ask that you would empower us right now through your spirit to lean in to more and more of your love. That you would heal us of the things that our hearts are so attached to that have hurt us in the past, Lord God. We ask that you would allow us to let go, to celebrate the joys of victories in the past, Lord God, and to even lament the pains of the past, Lord God, but to let go of both to you, recognizing that you're doing a new thing. You're always doing a new thing in us, Lord God. So I pray that as we do that, Lord God, that you would write a new song on our heart, a song of praise, a song of celebration, a song of joy about what you're doing, about where you're taking us, Lord God. We love you. We need you. And we thank you. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, be prepared for the new thing that God is doing in your life today. We got to let go of that old right now and celebrate where he's taking us, because it may not look like what we anticipate, but it's always going to be for our good and for our glory as we love him and are called according to his purposes. So I want to thank you guys for listening and watching. If you're listening, make sure you've subscribed. Go ahead and go to 5bythefire.org and leave a comment, or hit me up on social media if you're one of those that are already there on like YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Thank you for watching there. Go ahead and leave a like and follow and comment. And I'll see you all back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.